Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Carl Olson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lowry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Stone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dean Stone. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to third. Two outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Jensen moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline throws the ball into Keene, who tags White trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jensen scores. Lepsio scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Bowling scores. Keene moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. House takes first base on ball 4. Keene scores. Boone moves to third. Bertoia moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bertoia takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. House hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lepsio fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olsen. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Donlea now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Donlea. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Olsen goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Billy Heft pinch runs for Earl Torgerson. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Allis fires to first and picks off Bowling. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Sammy White. Bob Chuck Allis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuck Allis is 0-for-1 in the game. Chuck Allis bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Consolo moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olsen. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Consolo moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Consolo scores. Pearsall scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Olsen. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Malzone. Kaline moves to second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bertoia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Bertoia goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, Red Sox. George Siski now pitching. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Dittmer pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Paul Foytak now pitching. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepsio scores. Daly moves to second. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Boone reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Vernon hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Lepsio moves to second. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-1 in the game. Siski hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keene fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Norm Zobchin now playing first base. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bowling strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.